Let's get to our guest, Todd Pyro, joining him right now, host and a correspondent, part of Fox and Friends. Todd, welcome back.
Welcome. Thanks for having me. But are you guys unable to get a better guest than me?
Are you kidding me? We love having you on here.
This is like the third time, and I'm starting to feel bad for you guys.
There's
so many good people. You're stuck with me.
I'm going to give you a little ego boost here, pal. I have had Chris Wallace on in this spot before, and my wife said to me the other day, you need to have that Todd guy on more often. He's great.
If you don't mind my asking, I'm not going to ask for your wife's exact age, but give me a range that your wife is in.
I'm beautiful. She's beautiful. Isn't that
she's
a good range?
Beautiful range.
Yeah, she'd kill me if I said anything else.
Well, Mark Cox, I do well with the ladies in the beautiful range.
Perfect. There you go.
Chris Wallace does well with everybody else. That's why Chris Wallace has a Sunday show, and I'm traveling around to our great country going to diners at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I see that. Getting reaction from the people in these primaries and stuff. Have you covered that in Ohio?
Yes. Ohio and Michigan were the two we did on this most recent trip. Let's go to Michigan first.
Okay.
This is strictly anecdotal, but walking into that diner and then walking out of that diner, I knew John James was going to win because there was a groundswell of support for him. And when people were talking about him, they were passionate. When they were talking about Sandy Pensler, they were like, yeah, it's a toss-up. I don't know, but you know, the people were for the Army vet there were pretty fired up, and so that's not a shock. With regard to Ohio, I mean, let's call it what it is. If President Trump doesn't go to that rally the day before or the weekend before, this is the upset that the Republicans were dreading, and we still can't say for certain that it is not that upset. All signs are pointing to the fact that Troy Balderson should be okay when they count the ballots, you know, 27 weeks from now, based upon the Ohio procedure there. It's very, very late. But, you know, it looks like he should be okay, but, you know, I'm not surprised that the Republicans are a little bit concerned, even if they do win it.
Yeah, because they got to go through this all again in November. And
right.
I mean, why do they even bother? Why even bother? I don't get it. So we can all agree because Todd has been a reporter for local news and now at the network that when you get sent out to a diner in the morning, that's one thing because people are in a good mood and they're drinking coffee and all that. The worst assignment as a reporter is to be sent to a bar to get reaction from people after some sporting event. I've done that a couple of times in my career, and it was miserable because everybody's drunk, and you're never sure what they're going to say next.
Well, if you do it live, to a certain extent, you and your station are committing media malpractice.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you have a 7-second delay or a 14-second delay or a 1-day delay, you are committing malpractice. But what I love about the drunk interview, everybody is so bold. I want to say something. Give me the mic. I'm going to say something. They put the mic in front of them, and they can't say anything.
Yeah, that's very true. I've had it so many times, and around here it was always, you know, the Cardinals are going to the World Series or whatever. We need to send you out to Ozzy's or one of these bars, and right. You need to get reaction, and it's inevitable. You're right. So it's always a lot of fun. Where's your next assignment? Do you know where you're going next?
I'm assuming I can promote this. I'm sort of on a little vacation now. My cousin's getting married tomorrow, and so today is the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner, and then I think I'm taking the weekend off. Thanks, Fox. I appreciate
it. Yeah.
Next week, we're doing a segment, a series, if you will, with regard to RV travel. That's kind of rounding out the summer.
Yeah.
And I believe, hopefully I won't get in trouble for this, we're going to Dollywood.
Oh, cool.
Tennessee for our first assignment, and that's going to be middle of next week. We're going to film a segment on Wednesday, and then it's going to air on Fox and Friends on Thursday morning.
Beautiful place.
So, in regard to your political question, I don't think we're going to any of the primaries on the 14th, although I live in a state where all eyes are going to be on the governor's race there in Connecticut, but nobody in Missouri cares.
Fun stuff. Hey, enjoy the wedding. Thanks for giving us some time today.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys having me on. It's a nice vote of confidence from the heartland.
My wife will be thrilled I got to talk to you again.
Tell your wife, if she wants to be a member of the Pyromaniacs, private message me her address, and I will send her the autographed headshot that all Pyromaniacs get.
We'll get right on that, Todd. Thank you. All right, buddy. See you. Todd Pyro there, Fox News correspondent, Fox and Friends, at Todd Pyro on Twitter.
What a goofball. My goodness.
How about that?
Is
asking
he for
me,
real?
Asking me my wife's age
no
on the radio.
Joke.
Does he
she,
think
she
I'm,
would have killed
she's
you.
She's in the car right now, stuck in traffic with all those wonderful
very
PGA
that you
supporters
didn't share that information.
Down in Fenton. So I know I would have my phone would have lit up had I actually mentioned her age range.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have appreciated that. But it's roughly my age range, 29, holding.